He's counting.
Three, two, one.
Really?
Start.
Hey guys, welcome. This is the Gold Standard Podcast. I am pretty excited today because I am talking to you right now. Hello, Instagrams. Hi. Okay, Joy here with me. And yes, we are started. I see you guys all over the place. I am in Seoul, Korea. Hi, Joy.
Hello. Good to be here.
Yes, Joy is here with me, my producer. Yay. So, okay, so let's see, Ramirez, are you seeing an increase in fitness in Korea? I know that thin is what's seen, but are you seeing more women want to be stronger? Oh, yes. You have no idea how much it has changed. Only last like couple, like maybe a year, like 2016, it took pretty quick, and then this year is really, really popular. I've been really working hard since 2011 when I got back from the States, and I really like focusing on sending this message out, like fit woman, being healthy, which is important, and the fitness competition. Well, as fitness competition become more popular and popular, more females, I'm not talking about just trainers, but regular females, they start going to the gym, working out, which is very good. There are certain things that I wish it could be, you know, better or different, but it's at least people have awareness about being fit and healthy, or being fit at least, you know. So I hope I answered your questions. Hi, Joy. Hi, Joyce. Oh, Joyce. Hi, Joy. It's like, what? Okay, they're saying hi. So Joy is also here. Yeah. Who is a dancing Korean bodybuilder? Uh-oh, you're talking about Charles Tersun. Anyway, so hi, guys. So you can ask me any questions. I'm just here to chat with you. But by the way, this whole episode, it's going to be my podcast. When it's going to be released? Probably next Friday? I mean, this Friday? I mean,
probably on Monday. This coming Monday. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
In 2-3 days. So this whole section will be on my podcast on Monday. So tuned here. Let's see. Join people. I'm trying to read this question. What's the time there? It's 11 a.m. and they just say hello from Vancouver, hello from California. So, are you in the States anymore, or do you live in Korea now? Yes, I do live in Korea now. And Joy is from Ireland.
Ireland, yes. But did you live in Canada at any stage?
Me?
Yes.
No, I never lived in Canada, but I've been to Toronto. What do Korean men think about women with muscle?
Good question.
So, well, I'm not a Korean man, so I can't really speak for them. But,
what do they usually say to you?
I think it's like half and half. Some men who don't work out, they think that muscle woman is too much. I think it's really being, I don't want to say loser, but I mean, just because you don't work out, you don't have muscle, you cannot just say bad things about a woman who's trying to be fit and healthy. And I think that's really, I mean, it's not about being sexy or anything like that, but you need to respect those people who work hard to get where they want to be. So I'm not going to judge you for not working out. And if you don't have any muscle, that's fine. You live your life. But just because you don't have muscle doesn't mean that this woman are not attractive or why she has too much muscle. I'm just saying that because it's my experiences. Some Korean men think that I am too big. It's like, are you for real? Like, I am not too big. Maybe you're too small. But what I'm trying to say, other guys, they think that fit women are very attractive. But I found out those who think that fit women are attractive, they're more like Western nice. Like if they're coming from the States or they have lived, you know, overseas, they feel more attracted by those fit women. So I just meet with many guys, but anyone who's coming from the States, they're so in love with me. Oh my God, you're so hot. But many like traditional Korean men, like, what is wrong with her, you know? So, which is fine.
Do you sometimes get approached by Korean guys who comment on your figure? Even if they don't know you, they'll come up to you and say, oh, you have great arms or whatever.
But some Korean guys, like they're traditional Korean guys, but think that muscular women are attractive. I think that maybe it's more they're curious, and I know what they're back in their head, but I've met them, and which is fine, you know. Oh, let me see those abs. Not here today. Korean man who is being too small. Ha, 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 is amazing. Korean women are sexy. Thank you. Yes, yes. Check it out on iTunes. The Gold Standard with Minsugo on iTunes or any good podcast provider. Your input is always well appreciated because of your concepts, knowledge, and fitness and nutrition. Thank
Very
you,
nice
Mara.
Comment. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you, Mara. Are you WBFF or IFBB? I am WBFF.
For life.
Okay, so, well, I was going to compete for IFBB back in, like, 2010 because I was qualified for the pro, but at the time, I'm not U.S. citizen, and only U.S. citizens were able to compete for the pro card. So I wanted to do it so bad. I wanted to get a pro card at the IFBB, but never happened. And a year or two later, I became WBFF pro. But now, the pro really doesn't mean anything. Anybody, like literally competing, like you do it to be the best version of yourself. And those certifications or those pro card, it's issued by these organizations. And I truly believe that this is whole just a business. Nothing to do with your effort or hard work. If you work hard enough to just get your body, then you all are a pro. You don't need anybody to tell you who you are, you know? Agree? Hands up? Yes. So I don't really, like, it's nothing to brag about because everybody's pro now. Because the show is coming all the time. Every year, every month, the more new pros, because it makes more money for those organizations, because they can charge more for pro division. And like, why they don't want to do it? Because more people become pro, they want to do it, and more money. So maybe I know too much in the industry, but I think this is my quiet advice for the people who are trying to get into the industry. Don't get caught up this those standard, I mean
pro
status,
yeah.
Because if you act like pro, if you are the pro and you are, you don't need anybody else to tell you who you are.
Right.
Done.
There was one question there from Wisdom Daddy J.
Wisdom Daddy.
What got you into fitness? He should listen to your early podcasts, right?
I know.
All the information is there.
What got me into fitness? So it was very simple. I went to the States to learn English, and then I lived in the at the dorm, and had to eat at the cafeteria. The food was horrible. I gained 20 pounds in 2 months, which is a really like thing. So I knew I became super fat because you have no idea, like just 20 pounds total fat, that's not fun. So I had to go to the gym and just run. Obviously, I did not know anything about fitness, and all I knew was just, okay, just doing some cardio, which was a bad idea. And I got learning more about fitness. I fell into fitness, and I decided, okay, I need to share this idea to my country, like, or all over the world, where a lot of still females think that being skinny, being thin is a beautiful thing, which I think that I embrace fitness, because being healthy, if you want to be happy, or okay, let's talk about being successful. Like, if you want to be successful, you really have to be happy. To be happy, you have to be healthy. So I think that being healthy is the very foundations. So I decided to spread the word of being healthy and fit and active. So that's why I always say, stay active and be happy. Because you can stay active and be happy. Anyway, so that was my answer. If you haven't checked out my previous episode,
right,
you should go and listen to my
story.
Yeah,
it's still on iTunes. You can access all the episodes. They're
right.
All still there. All 16 so far. Well, 16 already.
Yeah, cowgirls, there is a huge movement in Korea, men and women fitness. Well, actually, it's been there, but it's never got really popular. But nowadays, more like regular people, they're into it. But I don't want to say it's huge movement because it looks big. But in the quality-wise, I think that we are a little behind. I'm just being real with you. So looks like everybody's too into it, but I think it has to be more real. What I mean by real, it's not only about just look. Just, you know, people just talk about fitness. It's not really doing fitness. Like, talking and doing is a little different, you know what I mean? So many people talk about it, but I think that it'll take a little more time to the real fitness is settled down in Korea, and that's where I stand. I wanted to share what's real. Like, the real fitness is not competing. Like, yes, you can start. Competition can be a good reason for you to start your fitness, but it looks like just people do it for competition, and people do it just trying to look sexier. But fitness is not about just being look or sexy. How are you? You look great. Thank you. World Trainer Korea. Yay, James. Do you want to marry a Korean guy? That's a fun question. Well, first of all, I don't know who I'm going to marry to, because you never know until you go there. So I can never say anything that I will or I own. But I find hard time to be with a traditional Korean guy. That's I can tell you for sure, because I am really mixed. I am like hybrid person, like, so to speak, hybrid, like,
yeah,
type of like Western. So I'm not American for sure. But when I was dating American, and I had hard time too, because obviously I am not American, and all my 20 years I was raised and lived in Korea, so I was born also. So in my heart or in my whole things, like, I do have a Korean thing somewhat, but then I spent my 20s and 30s in the States, so I'm really in between. So I can't really be with American guy or just Korean guy, but somebody who has a sense of everything. So if I meet somebody like travels all over the world, and we can quite talk pretty well, or someone is from the States but they also lived in Korea or Asia, they know Asia culture, we get along. But it's like Korean American, I found a little bit hard, because I don't think they're not really American, but they're not really they're not in, like, it's funny because they have something about Korea, but bad thing about Korea. The things that I don't like.
The negative
some,
side.
Some negative side, like traditional Korean, which they have to be changed, but they do have those. But they are not. They are American. So anyway, no offense. If you are happy with someone else, that's fine. But I'm just saying for myself, talking about myself. But maybe I will find a Korean guy. I don't know.
Yep, you never know.
You never know. How many days should I do cardio and lift weight? Actually, 141, 6, higher. That's a really, how many days should I do cardio? First of all, you just have to do it, even 1 or 2 days. That's the answer. You can do 3 days, do it. 3 days a week, do it. 4 days a week, just do it. What you need to do, you have to start doing something, and then we can talk about, okay, so what kind of workout. It becomes has to be your hobby, habit first, before you're just thinking about how many times I've manualized. So when I started fitness first time, I just enjoyed going to the gym. It was not like me have to go, but it's like, oh, let's go and let's just have fun there. Because I got to see my friends and like look for the people, like taking classes. And I really look forward to just going to the gym, not necessarily doing crazy workout. But I think that's really important, that like, you have to love it before you really force yourself to go. Because at the end of the day, doing fitness, it's a lifestyle, not like 3-month plan, you know? G. Agnes, 민선이다. 언니 진짜 진짜 존경해요. 헤헤. Yay. She just said that she loves me and she respects what I do. Thank you. 네, 감사합니다. Yeah. Fitness is a healthy lifestyle. That's right. Your nails, though, yay, on point.
Oh, they love your nails.
Thank
the nails have been appreciated.
It's new. Thank you. Yes. Yes. I know about something about email, like, it costs so much money. Like, I don't know if you notice it, you can really tell, but I dyed my hair a little bit, and I got my nails done, it's just so much work, you know, time and the money, I like it, you know.
But you feel good afterwards,
yeah.
And
yeah.
It was worth your time.
It's nothing for, it's not for anyone, but just for me, and taking care of myself, and I think it's, whatever makes you happy, I think you need to really learn how to take care of yourself first.
Yes.
But obviously, you don't want to be selfish. But once you take care of yourself, you'll be happy. And then you can make others happy too. But if somebody who doesn't know how to make her or himself happy, how you can really share the happiness with others?
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
Oh, Joy, better get on that.
Cheeky, instant fit.
Mellow, her nails rock, right?
Yeah. Oh, your nails are getting a lot of love.
I agree. James Ward Trainer Korea. I agree. Here in Korea, many people focus on bodybuilding competitions, and that is unhealthy. The stress that the body goes through is not good. I'm glad you know this and preach it.
Very good.
Yeah, so I actually, because I had to go through all this, and even though I knew that was not healthy, but at the time, that was my passion. And sometimes you have to do things because you have a bigger goal. But I never kill myself, meaning I never took the drugs, I never go the downside of bodybuilding. But many people just took that road because it's so easy. They look, because like some girls, it took her 2 months to get the body that I got for 2 years,
wow.
Which is like really crazy. Like I had to work my ass
off. Do you know what she did?
Yeah, she took the test.
Drugs?
Oh yeah, drugs.
Testosterone.
So, it's like, I'm like, really? Like, I worked my ass up to get that, and then you make it like this. So,
but she
I'm
had
like,
to give up her voice, right?
She lose her voice, and she got all agonies all over her body. But
yeah.
You know what? I can just say, this is so fake. Just because you took something, like, you took the drugs, and you get the best body, but they feel good about it. And I think that, I don't know. I mean, if that's what you want to do, do so.
If they're going to regret it later in life, it's their own choice.
Let's be real. But then if you preach people to stay fit and healthy, taking drugs and working out, and I think that's really hypocritical. Yeah, hypocritical. Like, just if you're doing it, just be quiet and then do whatever. You know, show off your guns. But don't preach people, oh, you got to eat healthy and then like, okay, sorry.
Have
you any Korean famous men you are into?
Oh, any?
I like Hoonam.
Hoonam.
The soccer player.
Ah, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo, yeah.
Yes,
he's
hopefully.
Colombia.
He's from Portugal.
Portugal.
He used to play for Manchester United, moved to Real Madrid, but now we're hoping to get him back.
Yeah, but I didn't know that he's married, so, oh well.
Is he married?
Maybe not, but he has a kid.
He has a child, yeah.
He
had
the child,
a surrogate mother. So his mother raises the child.
Oh, I see.
So.
But I think, I don't know about Korean men, but I think he's hot.
Yeah, if he's listening, say hello. Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Yes. If he's listening, say hello and tell him, go back to Man United.
Yeah, go back to Man United. 네, 강제 영어 듣기, 영어 공부를 하면서 I have a sense of everything. Let's plan our wedding.
Oh, is it a proposal from Mello?
Yeah, I need a ring, first of all.
Like Beyonce said.
So. Yeah. Do you like men who play sports?
Oh, you just said.
I just said that. It's not like I like men who play sports, but I think that many men who play sports, they're healthy-minded, you know? Because they really express their physical, you know, like when they're angry. And you can actually release those angers through playing sports. So I'm not saying everybody is like that, but I think it's a really good way.
But in general,
your mind, and it's healthier than just like sitting at the computer and playing video games all day long. No offense if you're just playing video games all day long, because you will find someone else then.
So,
there's a really big fitness scene in
Johannesburg, South Africa.
Oh, okay. Please come to the WBF there.
Oh, is it there this year?
I guess they're the show. Yeah, the show is very popular. Maybe I feel like I'm going so far from the trend, maybe. But I really want to focusing on what really have to think about fitness. It's not about looking... Because I have really burned a lot of my, I got hurt so bad, like, you know, my joints bad, and it just, you don't live only 1 or 2 years. Your 20s, you'll be healthy and fit, but you gotta think about, like, your 30s and 40s and 50s, that's when really all the problems are coming. So if you really hurt yourself in your 20s, don't take care of yourself, then you will get everything. You have to take the responsibility about what you've done. So taking drugs, same thing. If you push it too much, you have used your joint that break it, then how are you going to spend 50 plus more years, you know?
Yeah. So abusing your body for a short-term gain.
Right. What university did you get to go to in the States? Hold on. How many calories do you eat in a day? I love you, Miss Go. Miss Gans, would you ever move back to the States? Yes, I would, if I have a reason to move.
Good answer. Honest.
Joy and Miss Gans, voice is good. Awesome.
Thank you.
Extremely important to love and take care of yourself. Maybe I'm way far, like, I have to go really. 뭐 해, 민수야? He's my friend. 언니, hi, hi. 골반 넓어 보이는 운동 따로 없나요? This person is asking me how you can make this pelvis bigger.
Right, that's a common question amongst Korean clients, especially or Asian in general. But
can you make you taller?
Yes.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
But is there a way for those girls to?
Unfortunately, like, you can actually gain muscles on your, like, mid glutes. It'll help you, but just your pelvis, you can change the bone structure because you are born with it, you know? So I don't even have I have a small pelvis. So if I stand, this is so small. So what I'm saying, I don't really have a big hips on the sideways because it's about the pelvis, right?
But what did you do?
What I do is, instead, I'm working on my glutes, maximus, you know, muscle. So yes, I may not perfect. I'm not perfect because I don't have a perfect figure. Like, you know how some girls, they do have
apple hips.
Yeah, not apple hips, like this shape.
S-line?
Like,
I don't know the terms.
Pear shape. But I'm Asian. I wasn't born with that shape. But it's okay if you just understand your body and focusing on what you have. And I think that's the point. That's the point, that bodybuilding can make you better, but not the part that you can't work on, but the part that you can work on, you know? 영어 학원이신가요? Are you considered to do a breast surgery?
Prosthetic. I think we talked about that on a
previous
episode.
Yeah, I'm showing my boobs. No.
I don't need them.
So I don't know if you can tell, I've gained so much weight. So when you gain so much weight or fat, your boobs getting bigger because obviously this is fat. So a lot of females, or bodybuilders, they do the plastic surgery because when they go like 10% body fat, obviously you're going to lose your boobs. But how long you're going to live, like, for 10% body fat or 8% body fat? Maybe like a month or during the competitions, and then you gain your weight back. So it's your choice if you want to do it for your whatever reasons and do it. Me personally, I wanted to be the person who can prove that you can be the best, great fitness champion, bikini champion, or competitors without having the boob surgery. Some girls in Korea even think that they can only win the show or they can only compete after they get the surgery. So what happened in this country, they don't even work out. What they do, they get the surgery here, surgery here and then just get on the stage. What the F? You know, it's like, are you for real? Like, let's don't ruin what the bodybuilding is really about. Bodybuilding is you really put your effort, hard work to make your body the best point. It's not really depending on your job. You put your work in. But they're ruining whole things. Like, oh, I need to get the surgery, my boobs and my face, and then I can win. But that is really stupid. So, sorry guys, I'm not trying to judge you for getting surgery. Do what you gotta do. I'm not gonna blame what you do. Me personally, I don't do it because I wanted to be the person who can really inspire and showing people that without having boob surgery, you can still be the champion. You can still have a nice body. That I wanted to be. That's why I still haven't got the surgery yet. And maybe probably I'm not gonna do it because I don't like unnatural things. I like being 100% natural. Natural. I love you, Sue. Hi there. Hello again. Thank you, Lorraine. Hello. I forwarded you for years. Follows you for years from when you begun, and you have such a great positive soul. Thank you, the real tech geek. Awesome.
It's great to hear from fans, long-term fans.
Yeah.
Great.
Move to Australia. Reason me.
Okay.
영어 강사님. 네, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요. Drug is only for short term, yeah. But a lot of people depending on it. My wife wants to know how to slim down her calves.
Calves.
Okay. Noted. I've been told I can be a motivating guy. Never do drugs if you can. All it takes one time to be addicted, especially if you find out you have that type of personality.
Addictive personality.
Yeah. Well, even you don't have addictive personality, it's so easy because you see the result like this and
right.
Then you feel different. So there's no such thing as a perfect body. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and at the end of the day, intellect is what really makes beauty shine.
Very nice.
Intellect, having intellect is a one really good part, you know, make you attractive, but also I think it's your soul that you really want to share things with other people. I'm not talking about like giving away, but it's more you being humble, you appreciate things and you want to share with others. And I think that's makes you totally happy. So I think doing fitness, I've seen a lot of fitness guru and they're really caught up with their image.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like they're all like stars. Like they're so caught up like with, you know, what kind of body that they have and how they look on the stage. They're like hot. So oftentimes, like, I don't really feel those like really human relationships, so to speak. I don't know. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say here. So I can get boob surgery. Ha ha ha. Surgery is a fake body. Stay real, girl. Natural is good. 민수님 영상 보면 힘내서 마음을 이렇게 운동하고 있습니다. Yay! She just said that she's watching my videos and then she get really motivated, inspired, and she's working out.
Excellent.
네, 감사합니다. 이게 제가 여러분들이 제 영상을 보고 이렇게 힘이 된다는 말 한마디에 저는 또 기운을 얻어서 오늘도 열심히 팟캐스트를 하고 있습니다. 너무 아름다우세요. Hello! 체지방 감소에 도움받고 있습니다. Nicely said. Hello. Her English is really good. Thank you. Hey! Ooh, it was really fun. So, I know what you're trying to say. Intellect is nice, but without balance of being humble, you can't really show your soul. When it comes to relating to people, is that the gist of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Wisdom Daddy. You are Wisdom Daddy.
Yes. Some nice wisdom
yeah.
from Daddy Jay there.
Yeah.
Thank you. You
yeah.
summed it up nicely.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah. There are so much things to... So things that I want to talk about because I've been in the industry for a while, like since I've been competing since 10, already 2017. I see so many girls are competing. You know, they want to do this and then they, you know, they get into something bad. They shouldn't do it. And I've seen people, they are really it's hard to resist the temptations.
Temptations.
Yeah. Do you still practice martial arts?
Oh, interesting. You're going to be talking about
yes.
that.
I'm actually going to talk about my year goal, the mid-review for the next episode. So maybe you should check out my pocket. 언니
yes.
옆에 누구예요? 네, 제 옆에는 지금 조이가 같이 있고요.
Yeah.
Joey, do you want to see Joey?
No, I'm sorry. My mother. 저는 조이입니다. 안녕하세요.
네. 여친이 사이즈 때문에 고민이 큽니다. Is it a long time ago? 진짜 사이즈가 크다고. 아, he was just saying his girlfriend is worrying about
size.
Having a big size, and
yeah.
then she wanted to shrink down her calves. So I can tell you this. I used to have a big calves because when I was in high school, when high school was up on the hill, so I had to go up in the hills all the time.
Every day.
Every day.
Calf exercises.
And then all the girls in my school, for real, like, they had this, like, they not, it's not like, you know how, it's
slim,
not like,
thicker.
Like, toned leg, but it's more thick.
Yes.
You know, it's like muscle.
Ankle.
Yeah, so, but what happened over the years, I actually work on my calves, calves are fine, you can actually use just body weight, but also doing your diet and exercise, it makes you lose the poor body fat.
Mm.
And then also bodybuilding, one thing about bodybuilding is really sculpting your muscle. So once you're sculpting your muscle the way it is supposed to be, then it'll look better. I don't know how big is she, maybe if she's big, maybe she's big overall.
Right,
so
because
overall,
I think
yeah.
you can't spot reduce, right? You can't
right.
just say, oh, I want to
right.
lose weight on my calves. It has to be an overall,
mm-hmm. yeah. 네, 그래서 지금, since I have you, 네, 남자친구분이 지금 물어보셨는데, 여자친구가 신체 사이즈가 크다고 종아리 알을 어떻게 뺐는지 물어보셨는데, 종아리 알을 뺀다는 거라기보다는 저도 종아리 알이 되게 두꺼웠거든요. 왜냐면, 고등학교 때 언덕으로 항상 다녔어요. 그래서 우리 학교 애들은 다리가 다 무다리였어요. 무다리. 근데 이게 운동을 하면서 바디빌딩의 포인트는 뭐냐면 그 조각을 하는 거거든요. 머슬 자체가 이렇게 생긴 머슬이었고 이렇게 나눠져 있기 때문에 우리 캔 머슬, 종아리 비롯고 말하는 거고요. 가슴이랑 그래서 거기를 운동하면서 전반적인 바디팻, 체지방을 감소하면 전체적인 것들이 가다듬어집니다. 그러기 위해서는 식이요법을 하는 것과 운동이 필수인 거죠. Any exercise especially contact sports is wear and tear on the body, but I still do it regardless of becoming old with injuries. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, more
yeah.
or less.
Yeah.
yeah. Summed it up.
Because I know when I was competing, I've lifted super heavy, but then it causes definitely pain, like your knee pain, joint pain. But what you don't understand, like I don't do it anymore because I want to live like healthy and happy life, not in my 20s. When I'm 40, 50, 60, and 70.
Mm.
So yeah, when you're 20, everything is perfect because you are just healthy,
yeah.
not doing anything.
Everything's easy.
But you gotta think about when you're 20, you gotta think about your 40 and 50. Are you gonna just like throw yourself and then break down everything and then you gotta really have to use like surgery when you're 40 and 50? And I think that's the message I'm trying to really give.
Long-term fitness.
Long-term fitness. Let's do it for happiness.
Yes.
스쿼트랑 런지를 챙겼는데도 사이즈는 줄질 않네요. 방법이 틀린 건지 동기부여가 안 된다고 고민해요. 제 거 유튜브를 보시면 좀 도움이 될 것 같습니다. 그래서
네.
우리 형제님, 제 거 유튜브 민수도 고민수 치면 나오거든요. 거기 보면 여자친구분이 궁금해할 만한 그런 많은 영상들이 있을 것 같으니까요. 한번 제 거 보고 궁금한 점 저한테 직접 댓글로 남겨주시면 제가 대답을 해드리도록 하겠습니다. I'm from Brazil. Do you think you can come to Brazil?
Have you been to Brazil?
No, I've
never,
been to Brazil. I want to.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. What is what you do now? What kind of species of exercise or what? Do you do more weight exercise and aerobic? 참고로 언니 인클라인 높여서 뛰면 다리 굵어져? 아니요, 인클라인 높여서 뛰면은 굵어지지 않아요. 근데 이제 뛸 때 뒤꿈치 들고 뛰면 됩니다. 저는 인클라인 높이 해서 자주 뛰는데 네, 좋습니다. 다이어트 좋죠? it's true advice, but could manipulate people to just stop exercise altogether.
No, you meant more at a competitive level, right? So you can continue exercise throughout your whole life, 30s, 40s,
right,
50s, happily.
Right.
But
extreme. Not people exercise. I'm talking about, if you don't work out, you will like, you can really enjoy your, like, maybe in 40s, like, because you'll be sick. Like, you get hurt everywhere. So you have to work out. But I'm talking about, you are really taking far too much, and then you break your body part, like joints, and now you have issues. Without having your healthy legs, you can go anywhere.
Right. You've got a fellow UT girl.
But if you want to make excuse that what I... So I think it's... I mean, you are an adult. You know what I'm saying. If you... I'm going to make excuse because it means to say don't work out too hard. I'm not going to do it. Come on. Really? Really? So, I mean, it's up to you. It's not my job what to do, you know? Like, what to do, like, I'm not gonna tell you what to do. You should be able to control your journey, your life. What I can do, I can share my experiences, and I wanna motivate you, but you are the person who you're gonna do it. Ah, la la la. Hi! YouTube 참가하겠습니다. 감사해요. 팬입니다. 언니 커피도 마시나요? 저 커피 마시죠? 커피! 네. I drink coffee like twice a day, like morning and then afternoon. Sometimes I have to drink it 3 times, like if I wake up super early. 네, 저 커피를 하루에 보통 2잔 정도 아침이랑 오후에 마시는데 가끔가다 3번 먹을 때 있어요. 너무 좀 일찍 일어나서 피곤할 때. I'm glad you are a positive influence on SNS. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much. And I do try hard, and I wish I can do better, but I think that it just takes time, and eventually, if you don't change who you are, and if you keep saying, if you keep talk about what you believe in, and you will eventually attract those people who has the same belief with you. So I totally, as long as I do the good things, and I'm not doing it for any other reasons, then I am sure I can have more what?
Joy?
Yeah, I mean, I can find more, I can find more people who agree, you know, what I believe in. And that's all my goal.
Right,
maybe I'm not gonna be super popular, but...
You attract like-minded people.
Right. Is Korean food good for a diet? I really am addicted to it.
Good question, Alex.
Yeah. So it depends. Anything, it depends, because even though, but relatively compared to the Western food, Korean food are more like the vegetables, but it's all about how you make it.
Right.
Even though you use vegetables, if you put so much of like sugar,
soy sauce, salt, sugar,
too much of like seasoning, then it's a trouble, you know? So I think it depends on what do you use. I think Korean food can be healthy, but if you go to the restaurants, oftentimes because they want to make it more tasteful, so they put a lot of things. So I don't appreciate those. 감사해요 언니, 항상 잘 보고 있어요. 화이팅! 감사합니다. 네, 오늘 이렇게 영어로 하고 있는데도 많이 참여해 주시고 응원해 주신 여러분들 감사드립니다. 안녕하세요, 팬이에요. 그래서 여러분들이 이거 보면서 영어 공부도 하시면 참 좋을 것 같습니다. 네, yeah, mutual friends have always said you are solid, a positive person, such a breath of fresh air compared to most online fitness people.
Very nice.
Very nice, yeah.
You should put that on your website.
I have to play basketball now at Kitsilano
Beach, Vancouver.
Yes. Vancouver.
Mm.
So cool listening to your advice and whatnot. Much love and respect from Vancouver, Canada. I want to go to Vancouver, Canada.
Mm, you should.
Sounds good, yeah. Always, you're amazing. Thank you, Melo. And enjoy, says what? Playing
basketball. LeBron James.
Yes. Can you cook and watch you? Would you say the biggest difference is between Korean food and American food? I do cook, but very simple. I only eat clean, so my food is like grilled meat, grilled fish, and vegetables. That's it. Korean food, however, if you want to cook it, it takes so much time and effort. And you have to, so much, you know? So
yeah, the prep time is massive.
Yeah, so my rule for cooking is like 10 minutes of getting ready, 10 minutes of cook. Like everything is, has to be done by like 30 minutes.
Mm.
And then cleaning, 10, 10, 10, done.
Done, in the bag.
So I'm sorry, but I would appreciate find a man who loves to cook. That would be a perfect match. Like I love to eat, he loves to cook, we are for the partner.
Yeah.
Anyway, 비빔밥이 건강한 편입니까? Digital CTC. 비빔밥이 건강한 편입니까? Okay means to go things you don't even remember me, right? Ha ha ha. Arturo. Oh, Arturo? Is that Arturo that... Well, it's nice to see you, but this way you have a great week. Okay. 비빔밥이 건강한 편입니까? 비빔밥을 어떻게 먹느냐에 따라서 건강한 건데요. 비빔밥에 현미밥을 넣고, 그리고 많은 야채들을 넣고, 그런 식으로 하면 되고 고추장을 조금 넣고 그렇게 하면 충분히 건강한 비빔밥이 될 수 있고 고기 또한 뭐 우리 불고기 많이 넣잖아요 살코기 근데 저는 비빔밥은 건강한 편이죠 근데 다만 이렇게 조미료를 쓴다든지 막 짜게 달게 그렇게만 안 한다면요 Alright, what's Instagram name is point?
He's talking about the goddess of soul. She said, did you go to CTC?
My favorite thing about you other than your appearance is your confidence. Flex your muscle, please. Okay, so, all right, well, thank you. Is it between...
Yeah, we've got about 1 minute left, so if you want to...
Oh, okay, so already.
We've got a busy day. I have a couple of more episodes
to
make.
Yeah, so I had so much fun in answering your questions. And yes, I did go to CTC, guys. Yeah. Yes, I love your confidence. I mean, 네, 자신감. 네, I think confidence is very important. You know, like having a good confidence in the baseline, you really gotta love yourself. Not being like cocky. You know, having confidence is really different than being cocky. So I do have a confidence in what I say. I can only say things because I live by. I don't just say things to you because it sounds nice, but I do. This is how I live my life. So, and maybe my confidence is coming from that because I'm not lying. I'm not trying to make you sound good or, you know, make you happy, but I'm just saying what I believe. So, well, thank you for saying that. It really means a lot to me. Hello from Toronto.
A lot of Canadians in the house today.
Yes, Canadian. I love your confidence. Great job. 맞음, 자신감 멋있어요. 네. Confidence makes you stand out more than other models, I think. Genuine smile, like you enjoy what you're doing. I'll go to check out the podcast. What's the name again? Enjoy listening to you. Yes, please check out my podcast. It's The Gold Standard. So you just type The Gold Standard?
Yeah, The Gold Standard with Minsu Go on iTunes or any good podcast provider,
yeah.
And it will come up and press subscribe. You'll get all the episodes every Monday straight into your listening box.
Right. Every Monday we release a new podcast, and the topic is pretty interesting. So I actually going to do this more often. I really like it, you know, just talking to you, not just to myself, but to you guys, and then have a podcast and inspire more people. And I also like, you know, what you guys are talking about. So it's really, really great having you here. And thank you for joining me today. And please subscribe or check out my podcast also, because this episode, it's going to be released on Monday, like upcoming Monday.
Yes.
What's your zodiac sign? You are on 84, baby, right? Yes, I'm 84 and I am Scorpio.
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 Oh, interesting.
What
I'm
you
are? Leo.
Leo.
Yeah, the lion.
Yeah. Leo.
Leo.
I'm Scorpio. He's Leo.
Yeah. How about Wisdom Daddy? What's he?
Wisdom Daddy. So, yeah, I'm old. I'm like 84.
An 84 baby.
Yeah. 네, 그래서... Thank you. Keep up the good work. 언니 원래 말랐는데 운동하신 거예요? 아니면 통통했는데 살 빼고 근육 키우신 거예요? 저는요 원래는 좀 보통이었고요. 정말 평범. 평범하다가 미국 가서 살이 쪄서 운동을 하면서 이제 근육을 막 만들기 시작한 거죠. 원래는 근육도 하나도 없었어요. 근데 하체가 튼실했어요. 저희 집안 자체가 하체가 튼실한. 근데 이게 튼실하다는 게 말로 좋은 거지. 제가 어릴 때는 하체 비만이라고 했거든요. 그러니까 운동을 안 하면 그냥 하체 비만이 되는 거고 운동을 하면 굉장히 탄력있고 건강한 하체를 가질 수 있는 하체 미인이 되는 겁니다. 그거 두 개의 차이예요. 그래서 저는 어떤 사람은 쟤는 뭐 하체 타고났다 이렇게 얘기를 하지만 그 전에 저는 하체 비만이었던 거고 운동을 통해서 가꾸어서 하체가 멋있는 그런 사람이 된 것이니 여러분들도 낙심하지 마시고 열심히 운동을 하시면 되겠습니다. 네, I'm a
Capricorn.
What is it in Korean? Capricorn?
You have no idea.
Capricorn?
Capricorn, type of star sign. So you're Scorpio, I'm Leo.
Wasn't that just saying we would get along with Capricorn?
We'll all get along. Capricorn gets on with everybody. Okay, we're coming up to the end of the show reel. So if you want to say goodbye to everyone.
So it's time to say goodbye. But I really, really enjoyed having you guys here on Instagram. And yeah, maybe I can do Facebook. But I will definitely come back for Instagram. And... if you like this, please send a thumbs up and then go check out my the Ghost and the Podcast. And I will see you definitely next time.
Yeah, and what's your website where they can find
your stuff? Also, you can check out my website, betteryoubyminsugo.com. betteryoubyminsugo.com. Everything is in English, and I do have like weekly blogs and like videos and anything like exciting. So. Check out the website, and oh, don't forget to subscribe my YouTube channel. It's very simple, Minsugo, but I upload like 3 videos per week. So Mondays, all English content, and you will like it. So please go and subscribe and like. Thank you so much for joining today, and I will see you in the next episode.
Yes, thank you very much, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you. 감사합니다, 여러분. 시청해주신 분들 감사드리고요. 제 똑같은 이 에피소드가 더 Go Standard Podcast 팟캐스트에 올라갑니다. 그래서 여러분들 제 팟캐스트 들으시면서 운동하시고 그리고 지금 곧 나올 책도 관심 있게 봐주시면 좋을 것 같습니다. Oh, by the way, I am working on my the new ebook. So it's going to be the Gold Standard, and you will find it pretty interesting. And it's going to be on Amazon. I'm gonna release it through Amazon, but I would definitely have you to read it and then share and then make a comment. So thank you. 네 감사합니다. 네 다음 시간에 볼게요. 안녕 오빠. 안녕 인사. Bye. Did I say stay active and be happy?
You can say it now.
Stay active and be happy.
Lovely.
Bye.
Bye. Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to the Gold Standard with Minsugo. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.